This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and this is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good morning.
A fairly quiet end to the week. We have had some data on both sides of the Atlantic today. How have markets been, and what has been the highlight for you today?
Yeah, there's been several things here today that have been worth noting. In fact, you know, maybe the easiest one to start with today is just to point out the consumer. We heard a little bit from the University of Michigan's consumer sentiment number. Came out at 69.1 compared to a forecasted 67.8. Durable goods this morning also came out a bit mixed. They revised the previous number lower, but the current one, the latest one, came out better than expected. So a bit of a stir up there. But recently, as we just jumped on the podcast, it's interesting because you're seeing a little bit of dollar weakness coming into the picture. And part of the reason for that, Johnny, might just be the UK retail sales, that combination this early morning for me, I think still morning time for yourself. Retail sales in the UK came in worse than expected. So we're seeing UK retail sales came in lighter than expected. We're seeing the consumer come in. So perhaps actually what's causing the excitement, you know, whether it be in the US or UK, is that if you're seeing some cool down in the economy, perhaps that suggests that rate cuts are still in the picture. Though, Johnny, what I thought was interesting when looking at the FedWatch tool this morning, actually, it seems like, at least to the time of recording this video, that rate cut expectations have been pushed back to November. And that actually paints a very interesting, almost like a TV show drama, because that happens to be the same month that here in the United States, we choose the next president, or we choose to keep the existing president. Our election is, of course, in November. So it's really interesting. That is kind of where markets think a first rate cut could take place, is November of this year. Previously, it had been September, but going off of our theme here on the podcast that we've watched for a long time, rate cut expectations have been pushed back consistently for many months now. All that to say, I think that you, again, had some strength, some upbeat news from the consumer this morning. That's causing a little bit of excitement. The dollar is down slightly on the day, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are charging higher here. To no one's surprise, it seems, these things have been really on a tear recently. The NASDAQ is up about 1.10%. on the day so far, on a day that we did get some news this morning, but nothing significantly, you know, impactful. However, we did see a sell-off yesterday. So perhaps this is just a bit of a recovery bounce back. It's recovered about half of the move that it lost yesterday. The Dow, you know, S&P and NASDAQ all seeing about a 1% decline on the day yesterday.
Nick, you mentioned the UK retail sales figures, which fell much more than expected last month, but that was mainly down to the very poor weather we had, very heavy rain almost throughout the month. So clothing retailers, sports equipment, that sort of thing have suffered because of that. I wonder whether that poor month may encourage a potential interest rate cut next time around from the Monetary Policy Committee. Those figures will be of some disappointment to the Prime Minister and the Conservative government, because they want lots of good news before now and July the 4th when the election is held. What do you think, with interest rates possibly going down next month here, or is that too early? Is it going to be more like July?
Well, I think, Johnny, you know, when we talk about central banks, we talk about them as kind of a basket. And I think that the Bank of England, the ECB, the Bank of Canada, the Fed, RBA, I mean, all of them are kind of trying to feel each other out, if you will. And this number here, as you mentioned, poor retail sales, whether you chalk it up to a bit of weather that stopped some of the activity or not, it's still a tick in favor of rate cuts, I would say, simply because, again, we also have seen overall in the UK, inflation has moderated actually even faster than in the US. Now, of course, inflation in the UK was higher than it was in the US, but now As of the latest figure, Johnny, I thought this was interesting. The latest figure actually shows that UK inflation has come down on an annualized basis to a point below the US's. So if the Fed is thinking, again, to pair them together, as we do often on this, you know, podcast, we try and compare the notes of different central banks, as that's what Currency Trading 101 is really all about, is, you know, looking at the Fed, who I've mentioned expectations are for rate cuts to occur towards the end of this year, September, November. Also, we've heard from Jerome Powell time and time again that U.S. outperformance is probably what, if from his own, you know, recapped words, I'm paraphrasing here. He did mention that he thinks that the central banks, the peers of the U.S. Federal Reserve, will be the ones to cut interest rates first. So that leaves you with this gap of, okay, if the Fed, let's say September or let's say November, that if that is estimations currently, the expectation for June, July for the ECB and the Bank of England could be on the table, especially if we do see continued numbers like we saw this morning, cool retail sales numbers. I believe we had a higher than expected CPI reading from the last time around. So if we do see that normalize, it's very possible that we are honing in on rate cuts in Europe. So, and both in the, you know, UK and the ECB. So should be interesting. By the way, the pound is up on the day, just with this recent move. Pound seems to be making a move, you know, higher after hitting support around the 1.2675 level, let's call it, against the US dollar. Seems like price has been able to break out and retest that zone. Looks bullish for now. We'll see if it wants to continue as we go into the end of the week. This being off the back of simply, I would argue, just the dollar slip, because the dollar is moving lower against most other currencies here today.
Okay, so that sterling weakness has nothing to do with markets thinking that the rate cut is going to be a long way off, so which will be of some relief to mortgage holders and the Prime Minister as well, who would dearly love to get an interest rate cut before the election takes place. What about next week, Nick? We've got a public holiday here in the UK, and where you are in the USA, it's Memorial Day, of course, over there. What is happening next week?
Next week is, as you mentioned, we have a holiday on Monday, but consumer confidence on Tuesday. We've got CPI numbers out of Europe, German preliminary CPI month over month. That's on the calendar. You've got GDP numbers, preliminary GDP numbers for the United States, unemployment claims, as always, pending home sales, manufacturing PMI out of China should actually be interesting. You know, that's something that we haven't talked about in a minute on the podcast, but China has been making a substantial recovery if you're looking at their stock market, at least. One way to quickly check that is you can go CN50. I'm pulling it up on the screen here. Yeah, the Chinese economy, you know, has had at least arguably a rebound. The stock market crossed over from its low point up about 20%. So as we look at China, which is a key player in, you know, the global economy, the question now becomes, are we going to continue to see follow-through growth? The PMIs out of China are very important, especially their manufacturing, since they are such a manufacturing-heavy economy. We will have to keep tabs on that going into next week. And then finally, on Friday of next week, you do get core PCE numbers out of the United States, which anytime you get inflation reads these days, it is very, very important. And just a side note on that, Johnny, I remember before all of this post-pandemic era where inflation was absolutely critical to every podcast we do, what's inflation going to do next? There was actually a time where it was much less about inflation, much, much more about, I remember, the jobs number. Of course, jobs numbers are still important, but inflation back before it ramped up was a much less talked about topic. And, you know, I'm wondering if we do start to see inflation normalize, if the conversation does switch back the other direction to economic data, jobs, et cetera, because if inflation starts to normalize, that's the next question. I guess that's the next concern for people.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point to close on. Nick, thank you very much. Enjoy the long weekend over where you are, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Johnny. See you next time.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.